Welcome to Inspire and Move, the show that inspires you to create, connect, and grow. I'm going to bring you meaningful conversations, aha moments, and all the motivation you need to up-level every part of your life. I'm Allie Arruda, founder of Inspire and Move, and your personal hype girl. I've gone from fashion school to celebrity stylist to corporate marketing to brick-and-mortar entrepreneurship with my husband, each time learning incredible lessons how to pivot, reimagine, and implement the steps to become successful. I am passionate about inspiring others to live their best life, a life of joy. We have the power to design a life that we love because life is too short not to. The best part is that you weren't meant to do this alone. If you feel like you were meant for more, let me ride shotgun with you, and together, let's get you to where you want to go. Hello, everyone. I hope wherever this little episode today finds you, that you are having a really amazing day or evening or weekend, whatever it may be. And today's episode is a little quickie, but it is something that I have had on this teeny tiny note paper on my desk for well over a month. And it's just something that I wrote down, and I find that I'm doing that now when I get ideas, whether it's something I text Matt or put it in my notes on my phone, or a good old-fashioned piece of paper, a post-it note, get these ideas to just download and want to ensure I remember to share them with all of you. And I'm so grateful to have all of you here listening or tuning in on YouTube or little quickie reels on my Instagram. But today is all about my number one tip for cultivating community. And if you've been following this show for a while or my Instagram, or maybe you're a member of my Inspire and Move community or our Benchmark Fitness community, you might know that community is a really big thing for me, as well as for me and for Matt, the big part of our business and our brick and mortar business. And I feel really excited to talk to you about community and why I love cultivating it and why it's so important to me, because I get to do this in more than one facet. I get to cultivate a community in our brick and mortar space, the gym, the boutique gym that Matt and I own, Benchmark Fitness in beautiful downtown Burlington, Ontario. But I also get to cultivate my Inspire and Move community through my events that are not only just here in Ontario, but now we're taking them into the US. And I've had the opportunity to do some of my girlfriend walks in Arizona, which I'm obsessed with, but also our online community, you know, your Instagram community, your social media community, podcast community. So I'm pretty amped to talk about community and one of my number one tips. And this one might be a little more skewed to an in-person community, because this is something that I really make a dedicated effort at doing and practicing on a daily basis in our brick and mortar space, in our gym, Benchmark Fitness. And that is remembering people's names and how you make them feel. So this is kind of a two-parter, but I realized kind of before I hit record that there's this beautiful quote from Maya Angelou that I wanted to share with all of you, because there is more than just, you know, how you make people feel, just sort of giving them a greeting or, you know, hi, how are you? Nice to see you, da, 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 da. It's more so, and in the words of Maya Angelou, I wanted to read this here. I've learned that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. And this is exactly what I wanted to talk about, is people remember how you make them feel. And that is something that I actually used to even practice in my corporate job when I did a lot of events and would get a lot of the same people attending. I really wanted to learn who these clients were. And I feel like this actually was inspired by a scene from Devil Wears Prada when Anne Hathaway is with Meryl Streep and she has this whole black book of notable names and celebrities and designers memorized and is this power player for Meryl Streep. So if you've not seen Devil Wears Prada, first of all, make a note and go watch that, and this scene will jump out at you. But it is something that I put into practice when I worked in corporate and I was traveling with the CEO of the company, and I really wanted to make a splash and be memorable because I remembered how people were made to feel, remembered their names, remembered where they had their cottage. And it is something that I have carried with me for many years since. And we are coming up to 5 years, which is wild, of owning our gym, our brick and mortar space. And this is something that I was really passionate about from June 1st, 2019, when we bought the gym, is I want to really know our community and we want to build a community. we bought an existing business, which has a lot of pros and cons. It's kind of everything, but we were so excited to give this space a makeover, a little bit on the aesthetic side for sure, but really from a culture and a community standpoint. And we are so passionate about cultivating community, and it's actually what we are most proud of in our business. And I was telling Matt about this episode that I wanted to record, and he actually chimed in and sort of said, you know, for anyone that reads Benchmark Fitness's Google reviews, they will see that it is community first. There are some nice mentions of, you know, it's a beautiful space, nice place to work out, but it really taps in to how people are made to feel when they are in our business, how they are made to feel when they walk through the door, when they come to a class, when they come to our member social. They are made to feel good, and people love to feel good. In this day and age, you know, we have so much at our fingertips when it comes to social media and just social connection, which is really amazing. You know, my two best friends don't live in this country. So I love and I'm grateful for social media so I can see their baby girls and see what they're up to, voice note them. But you can't replace the connection that you feel person to person and how you are making your loved ones or people in your community feel by asking them good questions or having deep conversations. Now, maybe that's not something you do every day in your business. I'm thinking more from a friendship standpoint, but we have all this access with our phones and our digital tools, but that doesn't replace how people are made to feel when you just sit down and ask them, like, how are you? How was your interview that you had for your new job? Or how was your meeting about getting a raise? You know, when you are invested and when you truly care about what people are doing in their life, what they're up to, how they're growing and evolving, what's going on in their life, it's not that difficult to ask some really amazing questions. Maybe just ask one. Ask one question, look them in the eye, wait for their answer, and respond accordingly. And then maybe that builds on a beautiful conversation after that. But really being mindful of how you are making that person feel. And we could go on a different path of, you know, offering support. When people feel supported, that's a whole like love language of its own. I know it's not one of the five, but you want to provide this kindness and support for people when you know how you want to make them feel. And that is something, again, just kind of bringing it back to our practice in our business is knowing people's names. I think that is just a really simple hack, number one tip, if you will, of how you make people feel, that they immediately feel seen, appreciated, maybe supported. You know, you don't know what's going on in their life, but being able to greet somebody by their first name when they walk through our door is like a non-negotiable for me. And it's something that I can, you know, I'm grateful I can grasp it quickly. Perhaps my years of dance and musical theater and acting and rehearsing lines that I have part of my brain that retains people's names really well. I know that doesn't come for everybody, but sometimes it does take more work, and you can have those hacks where, you know, you repeat it twice, or you rhyme it with something else, or you think of like, okay, Allie, apple, Allie loves apples, or, you know, whatever trick works for you. But being able to remember someone's name and then greet them by name, or, you know, say goodbye by name, thank them by name, you can find little ways to insert their first name into your interaction with them. And it is truly amazing to see just this little sparkle that pops into their eyes when they're like, oh my gosh, you know my name? And like, you remember it and you used it. And then beyond that, you can really engage with them and ask them something that's going to make them feel seen and make them feel good, whether it's kids, pets, you know, just get to know what they're into. We have our favorite barista. We've known her for years. I know that one of her favorite things to talk about is her dog. I love talking about my dogs. So there's something that we can talk about when I'm waiting for my coffee and ask her about her dog, or, you know, it's a beautiful sunny day. Are you going to go to the beach? Guys, the basis of this is honestly giving a shit about other humans. Let's just call it black and white. That's the breakdown, is caring about other people and not getting so caught up in just consuming things online and seeing what they do. That's so great. And, you know, as to my point, I've already said, I love that about technology and social media, but let's take it offline. Let's take it off the phones and really have that human connection, that person-to-person connection where you really are engaged in what's happening in their life. You want to know, you want to ask them questions and have that dialogue. And who knows what can come from that? But really just kind of taking it all back, my number one tip is people remember how they're made to feel. And my sort of translation of that, something that I really make a conscious effort of, is remembering their names and some things that are personal to them and how I can apply that in my conversations with them and just simple follow-up. You know, you hear this, I heard this for years in my network marketing experience, that the fortune is in the follow-up. And for any of you listening that are entrepreneurs and business owners, or if you're in sales, follow-up is key. And people actually are very aware, if you say you're going to follow up with them and then you don't, they remember that also. So don't be afraid of the follow-up, but that also can be just human connection and following up of, oh my gosh, this happened in your life. How did it go? Or if they, you know, we have people that miss workouts, if they have a migraine or if they have something else going on, just a simple follow-up and a check-in. How are you doing? People love that. So guys, I really encourage you to see where you can apply this in your life, in your business. What communities are you in? What community are you building? And how can you just dial in on how you make people feel? Because they're going to remember it. And, you know, the spring is here, the summer is here. All of my events are ramping up, and you better believe that this is something that I will be practicing what I preach. It's really important to me, and I'm really excited to hit the ground running. We've got Girlfriend Walks coming back starting in June here in Ontario. We already have some booked for Arizona. We have a Vineyard Sweat and Sip. So if you are not already following along on Instagram at Inspire and Move, that is where I always drop in my events first. But we're getting really good at dropping them here in the podcast. If you've also been listening for a while, Matt and I are so excited. We have our one-day mastermind coming up on Thursday, June 20th in beautiful Ontario Wine Company. This is certainly more for the entrepreneurs that are really looking to expand and grow and be in a room that is going to help you feel seriously supported, but you want to buckle up because you're going to get ready for transformation and making some incredible connections. You are going to expand. You're going to grow. And we're going to move the needle on your business. So if you're down for that, we would love to have you in the room. And I always like to say, you know, I'm just a DM away. If you have questions about the events coming up, the mastermind, you have requests for this show of guests you want to have or topics you want to hear, I am always so open. And it's kind of also going back to the follow-up and the feedback. If you have any for me, I'm your girl. Just holler, slide into my DMs. I would love to connect with you. And thank you so much for being here. Thank you for being a part of the Inspire and Move community. And I really encourage you to just kind of think in how you can show up and support people in your community, just being mindful of remembering their names and how you make them feel. So go out and be great. And we'll see you here again soon. Thank you so much for listening. If you love this episode, it would mean the world to me if you took 30 seconds and shared this on social media, send it to a friend, or leave a 5-star review. There is power in community, and I am so grateful to have you part of mine.